John chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter through the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up from somewhere else, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke to them, but they did not know what those things meant that he spoke to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, Truly, truly, I say to you, that I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling, and it does not matter to him concerning the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it again. This commandment I received from my Father. A division again took place among the Jews because of these words. And many of them said, He has a demon and is insane. Why do you listen to him? Others said, These are not the words of one who is demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? At that time the feast of the dedication occurred in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. The Jews therefore surrounded him and said to him, How long will you hold our soul in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works which I do in my Father's name, these testify concerning me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall by no means perish forever, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews again took up stones that they might stone him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these works are you stoning me? The Jews answered him, We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, are making yourself God. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If he said they were gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may come to know and continue to know that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they sought again to seize him. Yet he went forth out of their hand, and he went away again across the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing at first, and he remained there. And many came to him and said, "John did no sign, but all the things John said concerning this man were true." And many believed into him there.